posted or what it'll look like. I'll get all that addressed for you as well. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Isaac?
It is.
Hey, Isaac. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing okay.
Hey, okay is better than bad. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah. She's doing pretty good.
Okay.
You're the first one I'm actually interested in that's not a telemarketer.
Interesting.
You're probably the 30th one to call for the same thing, but I don't know. Certain calls you get, you just don't even want to listen to.
Yeah. No, I hear you. We have a tracking system set up for our clients with like this app that they could download. And sometimes I'll sit down with my clients at the end of the month and go over like the results. Like we can see all the leads and calls and everything that they're getting. And I hear people calling them from like India, you know, offering them Google advertising with like a crazy.
I kid you not, just yesterday there was about 20 of them. Now calling be like, oh, how's your Yelp ad doing? I was like, well, you're obviously not from Yelp, so what do you want? And they all say the same thing. And they're like, oh, no, we're not from the same company. That's what I buy.
Yeah, I just start asking them political questions to make sure they're even in America, you know.
Then one of them, it's like he's called me a few times. It's almost like if you don't jump right on, it's almost like he starts yelling at you. It's weird.
Oh, that's odd. It's all frustrated.
It was weird.
Yeah, that is odd.
One of my coworkers is like, why are you yelling? And he's like, I'm not yelling. I'm like, it sounds like it.
You sound aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, my name's John, by the way. I'm a director here. Our company's called Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. So we're partners with Google. Been in business since 2004. So 21-year track record, if you look us up. We're fully legitimate, helping business owners get listed and generate leads for a long time now. But Tara wanted me to jump on the line with you. She asked me to go over some pricing, but, you know, before I throw numbers at somebody, I like to make sure they know exactly what we're trying to do for them. So did you have any questions, like, about the listing on Google or how it works?
I mean, I kind of understand it. I mean, it's Google's all just a matter of algorithm, and whoever pays the most breaks the algorithm and gets higher up on the listing.
That's, yeah.
But unless you do like a bunch of SEO, and I mean, you can actually follow the algorithm with SEO and make it to the top too.
You could. They have the algorithm updates happen every week now, and Google's actually preparing to go through some pretty crazy changes here pretty soon, starting July 1st. So, what I mean by that is, have you seen those guys at the top that say, like, Google Guarantee?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's like TE Certified Electricians and Mr. Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
So, these guys, I mean, what Google's doing is they're basically advancing their AI system for people who, like, if they say, hey, Siri, find a security system installer near me, right? And then Siri will recommend these guys, and they could like directly book through there, or they could just call them directly through there. But Google wants to make sure, because they could be held liable, right? If that business owner that they're referring through Siri is like a bad guy, like let's say the security guy is actually like a robber, right? The guy just ransacks their whole house. Well, that consumer can actually go after Google. They can sue Google because it's like, hey, I asked Siri, I asked Google,
and that's what they recommended. Google put their name on it.
Right. And so what the Google guarantee is like they're guaranteeing the consumer that we've done our research and that this person's safe, and then they even back it with like a $2,000 insurance. And Google's basically going to make it so like every contractor or person that does service-based business that goes out to people – goes through Google Guarantee. They have to go through that background screening. And then they also guarantee the business owner that they've background screened the lead, though. You know, not necessarily vetting them the same way as the business, but, you know, making sure that it's an actual lead, and then they charge on a per lead basis. So everything's going to shift to that.
It's just like for Angie's List, you have to have like a background check and all this stuff to even
Angie's puts themselves on Google, and then when they get a lead, they'll sell the same lead to five people. Google has exclusive leads. So they're actually handing it off to you with the customer on the line, and they don't charge you unless you set an appointment. Like, the call is recorded, so you have to actually set an appointment or agree to go out and meet with them in order to get charged the lead fee. If you say, hey, that's not qualified, they don't charge you for it, and they have the recordings in there. They can hear the people calling you off of it. So it's a little different, right? A lot better conversion rate, a lot better success rate for the business owners doing Google Guarantee. It's not a pool of people that are going to be pulling from those leads, but that's what they're shifting to at the end of the month. So basically, the guys that we sign up this month are going to be the last group of people who can actually have a verified local listing. And if you have the verified local listings with the local SEO and optimization, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You'll basically just stay up there as long as you run that campaign without having to shift into Google Guarantee, unless you want to do that in the future.
I mean, is the Google Guarantee any better than the local thing, or it's the same thing, just easier to do?
It's the best, by far. I mean, they've been working on the system. They launched it January of last year, and the Google Guarantee guys, they're always at the top. You know, the local listing guys, you have to scroll past the Google Guarantee guys and the Google Ads guys to get to them, to get to guys like ABC Alarms Inc., you know? So with this, you'd be directly at the very top of the screen, doesn't rotate. They could call you directly live from there, but we like to pre-screen them. They could also book directly from there, and then you only get charged if you accept the lead. So if you say, hey, you know, this isn't qualified, they don't argue with you. They just go and review the call, or they review the situation, and then they reimburse you. So you don't end up spending money on stuff that doesn't actually result in job opportunities.
Is it a monthly subscription to do that?
It's not a monthly subscription, but you do have to have your local listing set up and have a certain amount of reviews in order to – it's part of the qualification. Otherwise, it just doesn't perform that well. Like, Mr. Sparky's got like 7,000 TE certified electricians, got like 5. So, I mean, we could do a local listing for you. I can do like the bare minimum on that of just like $199. And then for Google Guarantee, or that $199 would be monthly. And then for Google Guarantee, there's a one-time setup fee of $250. So your initial investment, if you were to set up both of them today, you'd be looking at about, what, $349? $250 plus $199. $449. Excuse me. Let me make sure. Why does I feel like my math is off right now? Hold on.
I think $449 sounds right.
Yeah, it's $448 to be exact. So $199 and then $250. Let me see. Why am I? Yeah, $449. You're correct. Excuse me. Thoroughly here. $755 in California. So so you'd be looking at $449, but what would happen is the $199 is a reoccurring monthly payment, but you have a per lead basis for the Google Guarantee campaign. So you'd pay per lead with those guys, and the leads range in price depending on what it is. So if it's like a commercial security system installation, obviously that's going to be more than just like a small residential one, right?
So you could do a $10,000 job versus a $500 job.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get into it that much, but here, let me...
But the potential. Commercial, there's a higher potential to make more money.
Exactly. And then also they're vetting it for you, too. So it's like, if you're a guy that doesn't have somebody there vetting the calls, you know, making sure that it's actually qualified before they call you up and waste your time, then that'll help. it'll help you a lot. It'll stop you from, you know, trying to thread through what's what. The local listings will still bring in those guys, but at least those guys that are kind of you have to thread through, they're local, so they're going to be within 40 miles of you. Okay. But so I'm getting this lead fee. I'm just pulling it up to get you an estimate on the lead fees here. So let me see. For one lead.
Of all of them, I think I think Thumbtack's the worst.
Thumbtack's a directory, Isaac. We give that to people for free. It's like a community conversation app, pretty much.
The problem is like in, it's like say if the job supposedly is a directly what you do according to your profile, it auto charges you the lead fee. It's retarded.
Oh wow!
And then most of them don't pan out. I feel like Thumbtack might be good for like plumbers or handymen or something, but. A lot of them, it's like, it's so cutthroat because it also sends it out to a bunch of others. It's whoever responds first and then if the customer responds. But even if the customer don't respond, if it's a direct lead, they charge you for it.
Wow. Yeah, you don't want to deal with the systems like that where it's you pay per lead no matter what, you know? Especially a system like Angie's or Thumbtack, because the leads are going to be saturated. They don't guarantee you that the leads aren't going to three or four other guys, and that's going to really hurt your chances of landing them. And they don't care because it's like you already paid the fee. They're just trying to collect those lead fees from as many of you guys as possible. They're not actually trying to help the client or the business owner at the end of the day.
Thumbtack sucks. Angie seems like, I mean, it's probably not as good as what you're doing, but at least there's a lot more potential of making your money back. And it's a set price instead of, it's not, the thing I did was instead of pay per lead, it's like you got a marketing budget and I guarantee you so much business.
Yeah. So the kickback with Angie's is just the lead goes to multiple people because I know Angie's uses Google to get their leads. They're on the first page. If you look up security system installation in Dallas and surrounding areas. Yeah. So they're doing this. Yeah, they do this to get the leads. So I know the leads are legitimate there. It's just they'll take it, and then that's where they kind of ruin it is they'll here, let me collect this $40, $50 from all five of these guys that serve this area, and then you're all kind of racing or competing against each other, trying to drop the price and land the job. Basically, who could give the best sales pitch or connect with that person. Versus this, we're kind of matching them up, and they go with the person that we recommend because they want to get somebody within that Google verified system, so that way they get the insurance too. It's not just that we're making sure you have insurance, but Google's also saying, hey, if something goes wrong, we'll cover it. If they got to come back out, we'll cover it because we recommended this guy to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that incentivizes them, especially the commercial companies. To go, hey, let's go with the Google verified guy. We already know that I don't have to make sure he's trusted. You know what I mean? Like they just, if you're an office manager and you got to go and get this security system installed, it's like, okay, my boss isn't going to kill me if I get this Google guarantee guy. I know he's already vetted. I don't have to go through that whole vetting process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it just gives them peace of mind and makes your life a lot easier. That's what I was saying. You were like, oh, is it any good? I'm like, it's about as good as you can get in 2025. And that's why Google is shifting over to it is because it'll help remove a lot of their liability with the people who are recommended on the first page instead of people coming after them going, hey, I went with them because you recommended it and this happened. We'll make sure that it's kosher. It's not something that's going to negatively affect those people or the business at the end of the day. It adds a lot of credibility towards the companies. So the local listings are going to start disappearing. You'll start seeing that first page where it's like those local guys aren't really popping up and it's just all going to be Google guarantee, Google verified contractors up there. That's their insurance policy. It'll help with the voice search. But I was looking on here, you know, they put you into like an electrical category. So that way you're not limited to just the security systems. If you do any kind of like rewiring and things like that, or you find problems out there. So you're in the electrician category. Are you a full service electrician? Like, can you do all of the rewiring, or is it just strictly installation of security systems?
I have a low voltage license, which covers anything, security cameras and all that. I can do electrical, but it has to pertain to the equipment I'm installing, technically,
right,
according to my license.
Got it.
So,
like,
if I'm hanging a TV, I can install an outlet to power that TV, but I can't wire a whole house.
So you do other things like TV wall mounting.
Right. I do security, I do access control, I do gate automation.
Okay, yeah. You're actually in the home security category. That's my fault. I went to go try to pull some quotes on the exact lead cost here, and I plugged it into electrician, and they're saying, oh, this guy's in home security. Once you said access control, then they adjusted the category. So in this, they could get you qualified leads for access control, alarm systems, commercial security systems. Yeah, that's definitely you. Fire and smoke detection, doors, locks, windows, monitoring services, residential security systems, smart home integration, and video surveillance. That sound like you?
Yeah, the only thing they don't have is gate automation, which is kind of, some security companies do it, but it's not as common.
Gate automation?
You have a click your button and your gate opens at your house.
Yeah, I think that's, hold on, let me go back. I guess that would be doors and locks, technically. No, windows. Let me see. Residential
security. Doors and
security.
Locks and stuff, that's more like you scan your badge to get in your office. It's kind of not as common for security to do gates, but, you know, I've been doing this security for so long, I kind of got into it. And I mean, it's kind of security. You're securing your property.
Yeah. So with this, what is Angie charging you per lead, if you don't mind me asking?
They're charging, I think it's $350 per month. And
per month.
That's for a $500. There's some kind of promotion that's for a
$500 balance. Yeah.
Balance or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah, so with that, I mean, if the leads are $100 a pop, you're only going to get, what, 5 leads?
I don't know what they charge per lead, but they're guaranteeing 15 to 30 a month for that price.
15 to 30 leads a month for $350?
Right.
Wow. That's pretty affordable. Are you seeing good results from that?
Yeah, of all the advertising I've done in the last week, that's the most profitable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's actually coming from Google, right, at the end of the day. So, I mean, you don't...
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, people probably just Google unless some people do go straight to Angie's because they promote that they're, you know, their people are verified instead of, like you said, kind of like the Google thing where they're verifying their contractors. The Angie, you know, promotes their peace of mind that if you hire one of our people, they're not a criminal.
Yeah, well, the issue is this. Like, here, I just sent you the pricing page, but I'm going to send you this FTC versus Home Advisor. I don't know if you've seen these. So a lot of the issues that people have with Home Advisor by Angie's is not so much that the leads aren't real, right? The leads are coming from Google, so we know they're real. The problem is mm-hmm. like they go to so many people. And so there's been uh-huh. business owners that are coming after them going, hey, you lied to me saying that this is a quality lead. I paid you $100 for this lead and the phone didn't even ring or didn't even go through, you know? And
well,
so then they're turning around saying, hey, give me my money back. And they're going, hey, it's pay per lead, not pay per job. We didn't promise you it's going to work out. We were just going to send you some information. And so that's where you run into those issues, whereas a lot of times you're spending money on stuff that doesn't really result in opportunities. But if they're giving you 30 of those for that price, you know, like for $350 a month, that's pretty hard to beat, you know.
Right.
The only way to really beat it would be
$100 lead or something. I would have never done that because, like you said, they don't They don't ever go anywhere. They don't always go anywhere. I mean,
well, right.
You waste $20 or, you know, you waste some money on the ones that don't, but you get a $30,000 job off of one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
whatever.
The Google guaranteed ones can be really expensive at times. Like, some of the leads get up to, like, $121 for one lead. But the thing is like,
mm-hmm.
they're vetting it. And so if it's, like you were saying earlier, like a commercial security system installation that you know is going to run thousands of dollars, that's likely going to be those $121 leads. But the thing is, they're vetting
mm-hmm.
that person, and then they're handing the person off to you, like live, on the line, right? And then you don't get charged unless you accept it. You have to say, okay, that's qualified, I accept it, I'm going out there to meet with them. And obviously they have those. So it's like, sure, you'd pay $121 for that, right? If it's going to turn into a $5,000 job opportunity for a commercial security system.
Right.
So that's the difference, is the kind of people that it's connecting you to. When they're saying, hey, $500 or $350, we'll give you $500, you're getting 30 of them, likely those aren't the commercial security systems. If it's going to be, because it's Home Advisor, not commercial security business advisor.
Right.
You know what I mean? So likely you're getting a lot of like smaller, maybe fire smoke detection systems or things like that, you know, for 30 of them. And they're not as vetted, and they're going to be a lot more saturated. So I'm not saying you have to jump into Google Guarantee right now. But if you wanted to do the local listings, we could do that. And then obviously, you know, we'd want to kind of present that to you or kind of guide your business into that direction as Google goes through that shift later. So they'll ask you for those same credentials just to make sure that we could verify you, or else without being verified, these businesses aren't going to show. It's just how they're going to run it from now on, especially in the security category where you're going to their home.
So on this pricing thing you sent me, it's saying is that for Google Guarantee, or that's saying like $4.49 a month after setup? And so what?
So which one? Oh, you're on the Essential Premier. So these ones,
mm-hmm.
These ones are with Google Ads. So that's local plus Google Ads. If you scroll down a little further, you'll see the local plus Facebook Ads. Google Guarantee is a separate product. Those ones are called our ideal packages. So
mm-hmm.
the ideal packages is just a local listing like this. So you'd pick one of these, and then we would do
mm-hmm.
the Google Guarantee on top of it, which is like a $250 application. And then, like I said, you have a separate lead budget. It's pay per lead for Google Guarantee, not pay per month. So they don't have a monthly cost associated with it. If you pay for like 20 leads up front, it's as long as that balance lasts. Like if it takes you 3-4 months and you're saying that I only want commercial security system leads, like I'm not just taking all these
mm-hmm.
other leads, I just want to focus on that, it might take you 3-4 months to get through that 20 leads. So that's why it's not charged monthly. You get what I'm saying? We're pre-screening.
Okay, so on the thing it says, so the $4.49 a month, that's not actually a month. That's just you're putting $500 on your budget, basically.
No, this is the local listings, Isaac. So you gotta have.
So that's that ads is a whole different thing. That's paying for to be on their ad, I guess.
Right. And you have to have the local listing in order to do Google Guarantee. So you have to get regular Google verified, and then you advance into Google Guarantee come July 1st when they roll out the new program. That's why it's important for you to get started on at least a local listing, is because if you don't have a local listing, then you're not even going to be eligible for Google Guarantee when they roll it out. So at least if you have that.
I might do the local listing right now. I don't know about I'll probably do the guarantee after some.
That's what I would recommend too, if you want to start out slow, also because of your budget, right? I don't know how much you're spending on Home Advisor by Angie's, but I'm pretty sure the local listing alone would outperform Angie's, because that's how they're getting the leads to sell you anyway. So might as well start on that, run that for a bit. Once I know you have like at least 5 reviews, because you need to have at least 5 reviews before we can launch it, we could always revisit the Google Guarantee program. But at least that way I know
I can do the local, and I can get reviews on there. I just I had to fix my Google thing. Like, sometimes I make it harder because I have a home business and you got to do a bunch of videos and bullshit to get them to.
Isaac, we're a premier partner. We're a premier partner. So there's only 20 Google Premier partners now that are actually going to be eligible to do this, like the Google Guarantee with the background check and the verification. So that's another thing. Like, all these SEO companies are going to basically die. If they're not an actual Premier partner, then they're not going to be able to get people into the Google Guarantee program.
You can't keep the algorithm anymore. You got to
exactly
Google their money.
Google's making it so these guys can't operate without them. Is pretty much what's going to happen. And that's because they want that insurance, right? They want to make sure that they're covering the consumer at the end of the day. But we're a premier partner. So what I was getting at is, like, your verification, we'll push that through. We actually verify more people than any of them.
I got you. I did get that part where I'm actually verified or whatever on Google now, but that's as far as I made it.
Okay. No, that's great. That actually saves us a lot of time. We'll be able to show you results a lot quicker because you've done that on your own. So that's good. A lot of times it still takes a week or two just to wait for the pin to come in the mail, and then they still want us to do the video call with you and submit it. And sometimes they ask us to create decals for you to put in the window, and, you know, it's crazy. But
this one I just did like a video, and it said show your accounting software that you can actually, you know,
do this,
act on the business and all that.
Yeah. No, it's good that you did that, because that's a lot of the, like, time-consuming part on the local listings. Once you have that, now it's just a matter of you'll add us as manager to the Google business profile, and then we'll go do the algorithm updates. That'll move you up to the first page. So you'll be competing with guys like ABC Alarms, Inc. pretty quickly here. We'll have a quick turnaround time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like I said, if you want to advance into Google Guarantee, we could always do that later. But what I was thinking I could do just to maximize your ROI is I was thinking I could put you on this Platinum bundle. I don't know if you saw the packages there.
I'll have to look at it.
It's the very last one down. It says $599 with a $299 setup. What I was thinking I could do for you today is I'll put you on the Platinum, but I'll do it at the essential price of $299. So that way we're including as many extra bells and whistles for you as possible without you having to spend any more money. And then I'll also reduce the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99 instead of $299. So normally $898 value, it would be $398 out the door. And then each month moving forward, it'll stay $299 for the full Platinum bundle.
Okay, wasn't it $199 was what you originally told me for the local listing?
Yeah, I can do $199, but you're going to be on a pro. It would be without Facebook advertising. It wouldn't be the Platinum.
Okay.
Yeah. So literally that $100 difference is what we would be putting aside into Facebook.
And that's just like running security ads and stuff on my Facebook?
Yeah. So you'd get promoted to people who have searched for you in the last 24 to 48 hours, whether it be like a voice search or they typed it in. I don't know if you've ever seen that where it looks like your Facebook's listening to you and all of a sudden you have like a pop-up.
No, that always is.
Yeah. So you'll have those. It's remarketing and search ads. So you'll pop up, and anybody that's doing an active search within 50 miles of you, you'll also be displayed to them as well. We create all the ads.
Is there good returns from Facebook, or is most of the decent ones come from Google?
For home security, yes. For the commercial side of it, there's not a ton on Facebook. But for home security, we do get a lot of leads for on Facebook.
Okay, because all the soccer moms are sitting there on Facebook.
Something like that, yeah. So it definitely works, you know. And the idea there, too, you know, at the end of the day, we want to have as much opportunities to pull from as possible. Like, we do a directory submission where, you know, you are on Yelp with that package. You are on Yellow Pages. You are on Thumbtack. Even though you didn't like it, we still try to pull leads from as many platforms as we can, because our relationship with the business owner is about making sure you're making money. Like, we're not going to get paid every month on a month-to-month service if we're not producing leads for you. So it kind of puts us in a position to where we're going, okay, use all these tools accessible to us to try to get him as many jobs as we can each month. That way he sticks with us as his provider.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I like having the Platinum package because that gives us a lot more to pull from than just focusing on the Google listing. But I also have people who do just an Essential package, and they're fine. Like, they cover 40 miles, they cover 15 keywords, and they get more than enough calls off that where they don't even advance into Google Ads or Google Guarantee. They just kind of sit there on their local listing for years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really up to you. You know, the only way to really know is after you evaluate it from hindsight.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, you're making a good offer, but there's no guarantee that it's going to get me anything either.
Well,
I mean,
Google Guarantee is the one thing that does guarantee you that you're going to get stuff, right?
Now you're paying the Google Guarantee price.
Well, right, but that's something that we will grow you into. I mean, you got to look at your market. Like, if you look at ABC Alarms, the guy's getting 2 to 3 calls a day, and he just has a local listing there on Google. So it's like, it's going to work. It's just, when calls are recorded, Google doesn't want us to guarantee you you're going to get 15, 20 clients, and you sign up with me based on that, and then you get 10, you know, and then they're like, hey, you lied to that guy in order to, you know, it's just not ethical.
Right.
Yeah, because we don't control that.
On all the Indians.
We don't control that. Like, we were just putting you up there. So at least we can make sure that if people are searching for home security systems, they're seeing your name in the conversation, where right now they don't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what would you recommend? Would they think the local would be good, or you think I should do the Platinum?
The Platinum, I feel like, gives us multiple different avenues. With the Platinum, you're on Google, you're on Bing, you're on the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. 83% of searches that are done on the internet in total today are on a mobile device. So, you know, we want to have those platforms in order to ensure that we're putting you in position to get as many job opportunities as possible. So it costs more for a reason. It's going to yield you better results.
That's because you're partnering with Apple. They charge you more.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that too. Apple,
everything Apple's more.
Yeah. Yeah, but they pull from Google's search results anyway. Like, the only way they're able to get the verified contractors is all through the Google verification process and our Google Guarantee program that they're going to be running out next month.
I was trying to decide because I'm already paying Angie's, and I don't know how much I want to spend on it. But
yeah, I mean, that's another thing. But hindsight's 20/20. Like I was saying earlier, like, if you give it a couple months and then just evaluate them, like compare them side by side, it'll be a no-brainer. Like, it's basic math, and they're using this stuff in order to get the leads. We're just cutting out the middleman and not charging on a per lead basis with these local listings, so the customers are able to call you as a live call. And we could also provide you with, like, a Google Voice tracking number. We also have an app where, you know, if they dial that number, you save it in your phone as potential lead or Google lead, and you'll be able to keep track of specifically what's coming from us. And then also in the tracking system, you'll be able to see all the leads that are specifically coming from us, and you could hear yourself even answer those calls and pitch those people. So it'll be really easy to differentiate, you know, what came from us versus what came from them.
Yeah, I have a regular Google Voice number that I've been using for my business number. I haven't got into the Google business platform yet, but.
That's good. It's good that you have those numbers, though, because they usually recommend them for you anyway once you start running the ads, just so that they can tangibly prove to you.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just a regular free Google Voice number, but I figure it's all the same. They own the number.
Yeah, exactly. But they just like it because then they can keep track through that number. So they'll know, they'll be able to actually show you. Like, we have business owners that go, what am I paying you guys for each month? You know, and we go, okay, here, come to the tracking system. You remember this guy, this girl? You know, they all came from that number. So that means that they found you from the advertisements.
Okay. So you're saying you can do, what, $299 with a $99 setup fee?
On the Platinum.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, but I'll give you a full Platinum. So So I'll send you a full service agreement, and then you'll keep that platinum package as long as you're with us. So reoccurring each month, it'll go back down to $299, and then if you keep that package for the next 5 years, that's your deal. It's not ever going to go back up or change on you.
Right. Obviously, that's what you recommend because you get the most leads from it or whatever.
Yeah, that's where we see the most success. And I know, like, I can look at your local competitor, the guy that's doing it locally, I keep referring to, like, ABC Alarms. You would have, you know, equal to on Google, but better on the other platforms.
I got you.
Makes sense? He's not, he doesn't have those things.
I guess we can try that out and see where it goes.
Yeah, you'll love it. If you could do anything with a Home Advisor by Angie's, then you know, this will be great. So I'm going to create the profile.
If it starts overproducing, then I'll probably just cancel Angie's, even though I think there's some kind of cancellation fee or something. But
yeah, I could help you with that, too.
I already sent you that article. Do what?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I've worked with guys who, you know, they call me up and they're like, hey, Angie's told me this, that, and the other, and then, you know, I've sent them those articles, kind of like I sent you. If you just look up Federal Trade Commission versus Home Advisor, there's kind of a roadmap on how to get out of there clean.
Okay, because they have part of the discounted prices, I think it's some kind of term contract or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't ever hold up. Like, if you as a business owner feel like it's not beneficial to your company legally, you can cancel it. You don't just go, oh, I signed a contract, so I'm going to run my business into the ground, because even though it's not working.
Man,
you know?
You might have sent me these leads, but none of them went anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of people online, like, through those articles that I sent you that have documented that. It's like tens of thousands of them. And the Federal Trade Commission was talking about shutting them down over the last couple of years, and that's when Google started rolling out the Google Guarantee Program, ironically.
Okay.
Yeah, they were thinking that they were going to disappear, and we wanted to – there was people that actually wanted leads. So they were like, okay, let's create a lead program, but build it around the flaws of that system and correcting it. So we'll get you there. Let's start out locally, though, here. So on your Google business profile, I do have it as, like, Dallas GA 30157, but I want to make sure that we don't have to re-verify you. What's the exact street address that you had verified?
101 Magazine Street.
One Magazine Street. Okay, Dallas. There it is. Okay. 30157. Okay, and you want to keep that address hidden, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's residential. They don't do any good to come here.
Yeah, and that's not good. I'm pro Second Amendment, so the last thing I'm trying to do is get somebody shot. I just wanted a home security system. The guy blew my head off.
I do got a gun safe next to my desk.
I expect it. You know, a security system. You probably got a nice security system hooked up to your house and a gun safe. It's the way to do it.
Well, believe it or not, I never armed my alarm system.
Really? Oh, you just...
Yeah.
Why? It's just there for looks. They're going to see the camera and run away?
I don't know. You think, you know, it's like the mechanic's car never runs.
Mm-hmm.
I got security cameras on my house that don't even work. They're just hanging there. They used to work.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
They look good.
It's like having a dog. He's just there. There to scare you. Let me get a big pit bull to scare you, but he doesn't bite or bark or anything. What's your business email address where I can send everything in writing?
It's Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, at homeandintegration.com.
Home and Integration. Oh, by the way, how do you like your website?
I mean, it's all right. I just threw it together myself with the Webflow and ChatGPT.
Okay. That's why I was being careful. Like, I didn't want to say, like, hey, your website's bad. I was like, how do you like it? You know, because part of that platinum package bundle that I'm upgrading you to here, it says optimized landing page. So if there's anything you want to change, I mean, we can get you a full custom website, and we could rebuild it.
I got you.
It's
yeah,
no
I might
extra
look
cost.
Into that at some point. I just threw it together just because, I mean, if you're a business without a website, no one's going to take you seriously.
Yeah, 100%. But if you want an upgrade to it, you already own that domain, so just let us know and what you want, and we'll get in there and we can rebuild it for you. I'll send some examples, but that's no extra cost to you, so you're entitled to that as a part of that Platinum package.
Yeah, I probably will after you start bringing some stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make sure it looks presentable and represents
I mean, I,
right.
I also just made a Webflow website, and all the fancy wording is ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah, you just put it together real quick. I love hearing you say that, though, you know, because our CEO always talks about, like, hey, if the business owner is not going to be tech-savvy enough to be able to, like, open up the app, follow up on his leads, you know, and be responsive, they're like, don't even sign him up. But you telling me that you know how to use ChatGPT lets me know. Yeah, you're going to be fine, and you're not some, like, 60-year-old guy that's way behind on the time.
No, I mean, I'm up on all that. I used to do Bitcoin mining and all that.
Oh, yeah.
When it made me money. It don't make me money anymore, so I quit doing it. But I used to make $2,000 or $3,000 a month, that crap just sitting in my garage.
Wow. Yeah, that takes a different level of patience. I can't do it. I can't sit at my desk for longer than 2 hours. I get up, start walking in circles.
Oh, no, you don't have to do nothing. You just, once it's all set up, it just runs. Mm. I mean, you got to go fix it when it breaks, but once it's running, it just runs by itself.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with it. I bought some Bitcoin like a long time ago, and it just sits in a digital wallet. And then the only times we ever talk about it is I get with one of my buddies I used to work with here like 10 years ago, and we go play golf, and that was the last time I looked at it. But it always fluctuates.
It
just goes up, it goes down.
It does go up and down, but usually crypto on an average continues to go
up. Yeah, it's been going up. It just keeps,
I mean, if it falls, don't sell it. Just wait a couple months. It'll go back.
I don't think it's something, I mean, until they really roll it out, like some of these countries in like Central America or like El Salvador's done it and a few other places where they, you know, you can use it as monetary currency, but until they do that here on a regular basis, I'm not really going to touch it. I'm just going to leave it there until we need it or want it.
Right. I should have saved all. I mean, I got in from the beginning. If I would have saved all the coins that I sold it, like I mined Ethereum was another coin.
Yeah.
I was mining that at $7 a coin. Now it is like $2,000 a coin. But I sold a lot of it at 50 because like 7 to 50, that's a big jump.
Yeah, that's insane.
I used to mine an Ethereum or two a week.
Honestly, Isaac, I literally got talked into it by my buddy. I was just like, okay, you know, it was like a payday long before my son was even born. He's like 4 now. And I was like, all right, let's just put this in there. And I left it in there, and I don't touch it. It just sits in there. I'm like, I'll just save it until we need it. But it was just one of the things he brought to my attention, like, hey, we might shift into this in the future. You should get some. And I was like, here. You know, I didn't like the idea of it at the time, but hopefully it pans out. It's looking like we're rolling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not too well versed on it, though. I don't really look into it. I'm just like, cash is still going to be king for the foreseeable future.
I do.
Yeah. All right, so I got your profile here. I found it. You want all your hours of operation, everything the same on the GBP? Or your Google Business page? I'm sorry.
What do I have on there? I don't even know. Like 8 to 5 or something.
It was saying, where'd it go? Re-click it. 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday closed.
Yeah, that's fine.
You want to leave it like that?
That's fine.
Okay. Save. All right. So I got your profile set up. Now, we're going to want to do an interview with you, and this is with the back-end technicians. These are the guys that are actually going to be running your campaign. So these interviews, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour window. The objective here is to go over, like, each individual service you want to be listed for and the area that you cover. So what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
I mean, I got some time today.
Okay,
I want to.
I got 1 to 2, 2 to 3.
1 to 2 is fine.
1 to 2? Okay. I'm going to schedule a calendar invite. Yeah. Yeah, we need to get that out of the way, because if they don't know what they're listing you for, but you're already Google verified, you know, that's going to be like the thing that holds us back the most. If we could just knock this out, confirm your verification, and we could start working on it right away. Okay, so local splash.
You're telling me you're gonna outperform Angie, so I can cancel that. So really, it's free.
Yeah, easily, and it's a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off later too.
Yeah, it's the later that is the problem.
Yeah, I hear you. It'd be nice to just write it off now, right? But in the grand scheme of things, it's not.
I always wonder how much of that write-off stuff actually goes anywhere. Like, oh yeah, you can write it off, but like actually watching it flow on your taxes is like, you never know how much it's actually doing.
Yeah, well, Google pays the government a lot of money, so when when they see Google advertising for a business, that's a big, yeah, that's a write-off. You can write it all off, yeah. So just have to make sure the invoice comes across properly and you got a good CPA that knows what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah. You got a good tax guy already?
Nope, but no. I know some people, I just haven't done it.
Yeah, a lot of them now are doing Google Guarantee and the local service ads. They're ones that are really getting vetted too, kind of like security and locksmiths. So, you know, if you need one, could definitely guarantee you a good one. Just let us know. We'll send you over as a lead. Say, hey, this business owner, you know. And then you want to get the same guy, though. You want to get somebody you build a relationship with and can trust, because likely you'll be going to them for years.
All right.
I got your client interview scheduled. I sent you a calendar invite to your email, the isaac@homeandintegration.com, and then they're going to text you 1 hour before as a heads-up reminder. Usually how it works is I'll call you and I'll introduce you to them, and then they'll kind of take it from there. But if I'm actively on a call, they'll just go ahead and call you and say, hey, we're calling with Local Splash in regards to your interview, and they'll just go right into it.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, Isaac, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me add this. I'd probably add it anyway, just to make sure you get your write-off. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that you verified?
Right.
All right. I'm ready for you.
3729.
8673 88 8 6 3 8 8 3 31 0 0 1 31 0 0 1 Okay, so this is American Express. Correct. All right, and then the expiration date, month, and year.
5/30.
And then there is a 4-digit security code on the front.
3415.
3415. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through voice verification just as added protection, because I applied all those discounts on the platinum bundle. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it, but I have to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run any kind of payment.
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line here, Isaac. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Home Integration.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Isaac Holman, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this American Express card that you gave me?
Yeah.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yeah.
We know what you currently have. You shouldn't need anything else after today. I mean, the only thing you'll be able to upgrade to moving forward would be like Google Guarantee, which you talked about earlier. We should be covering all your bases with the Platinum. But the reason they put that in there is we don't want you to like duplicate anything online or pay for something that you already have through us. That causes a lot of discrepancies with the verification process. So if you're not sure, just double check.
Okay.
But we want to keep your overhead low.
I got some of them third party on. I think I'm about to cancel.
I think you mentioned like Thumbtack.
That kind of cost me $200 this month, and I don't know that.
It's
I mean,
it.
There's some possible leads, but
yeah,
really the only ones I've got leads from is Angie's. Yelp just brings all the Indians for Google Verified.
Well, I mean, they should stop calling you if they're doing any kind of research, you know. They could look you up and see that you're already up there.
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully
that's not. Surprisingly, I haven't, well, I don't know if I've got some today. I quit answering. So I'll answer yours because it popped up with a name of some weird name. Tammy Kemp. Is that like the owner or something?
No, that's odd.
On my phone, it popped up Tammy Kemp. I don't know. Sometimes it does that.
Yeah, we use Google Voice over internet system, though. So there, she did dial you originally from her PC and then had you transferred over to my office, but I don't know.
Oh,
why.
Tammy was the first lady I talked to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is at least tied to you guys.
Yeah, that's so odd that it just generated like a personal caller system from her. That's so weird.
Samsung started doing that. It just pops up names if it can find something.
Yeah, but it should have came through with our 877 number that I was texting you on. That's our actual like business line.
It came in as 770 number.
Yeah, that's odd. Okay.
Maybe it does it so it's a local number because it says Ackworth and it says you're in California.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, I know it's voice over internet. I don't know if Google Voice just picked up a local number and then gave it with her caller ID and name on there. But that's just, I mean, that's creepy. It makes me uncomfortable. Okay. You do agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services, right?
Right.
Okay, get past that part. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for 2 months, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not bound to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 3rd, 2025. Going to be in the discounted amount of $398. However, I have you on the full Platinum Package bundle. I've also reduced the setup fee or waived $200 off your initial setup fee. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to renew each month on the third day, but it'll be in the discounted price of $299 indefinitely or moving forward. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the third day of the month so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think you're going to cancel, but we have to disclose that. It's all recorded.
You promised me 50 leads a month.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. If you want to do Google Guarantee, I got you. We'll get you there. I'll get you there. I'll get you a promise and a guarantee in writing, but yeah, we got to get through this portion of it first.
I got you.
All right. But
you just got to beat out Angie because you're the same price.
Honestly, the local listing will most likely beat them out. We've been doing it that way for the last like 20 years with the local listings. So, I mean, it'll outperform it, but like I said, Google's going to go through some big changes. So it's like, you pretty much, if you don't already have the local listing before we do this change coming in the beginning of the month, like all those other guys are going to go extinct, basically. I have no way to get up there. They're only going to be able to do Google Guarantee and local together. It's not going to be two separate products.
I got you.
yeah, it's just going to be a part of it. Like, we're not verifying or showing any business to any homeowner or consumer without them going through the background check. So at least we got this one locked in. And then obviously, you know, don't be surprised. I call you up, you know, down the line here a month or so, or obviously I want to see how you're doing. Right.
Right.
But don't be surprised if we call you up and say, hey, you know, let's get Google Guarantee going. But I know we got to beat out Home Advisor, get them off the books. So we'll just focus on this for now.
Yeah, you get them off the books, then I'll do Google Guarantee.
Yeah, you will. Like I say, you will. This is what they use in order to get jobs anyway. So it's just, we're already cutting out your middleman. We just got to let people call you directly.
I got you.
Okay. All right. So that concludes the initial setup process. You should have some text message confirmations there. So there'll be a full outline of everything in writing, called your subscription terms. You're going to want to sign off on that. Okay. There's a link. We also have our own app in the App Store. It's called the Local Splash app, and you'll see you have a username and password for that app. So that'll keep track of everything that's coming from your advertisements that we're creating for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so that way you can actually see it, like, beating out Home Advisor by Angie's. And then it does ask for additional information to get you verified. I know you're already verified, so you can kind of disregard that. But once you do your client interview, they might ask you for access to the GBP, so that way we can get in there and actually do the algorithm updates.
And then how does the Facebook part work, too? The internal guys will take care of all that?
Yeah, they're going to ask you for access to the Facebook, and then they'll be able to go in there and start running the ads through it. What they'll do is they'll actually create ads, and then they'll send you a text message, and we had to get your permission. Like, you have to sign off on it pretty much before we actually run the ads. Yeah, just to make sure that you're comfortable with it.
I'm paying the Facebook marketing, but it's included in my package now. I ran a couple ads, but I haven't optimized all that stuff, and I didn't get anything from the ad. But I also
the way to make it work is knowing the analytics for your area and industry, and they know it, right? The guys back there specialize
in just meta.
We're not guessing and just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. We could pull data from other companies in the area that have done it, and then we use that information to make sure your dollar goes further.
All the data that Facebook says they don't sell.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah, they're ridiculous. They actually.
What's funny is,
listen to calls.
I just got down doing with my uncle's company, because that's how I got into security. But he just did this Facebook data center, and for that, since I was the lead installer, I had to get like a Facebook badge and all that. So you got to take the in-house Meta employee training and all that crap. And it says, oh, they're all about data privacy and don't leave your laptop and all this. But then they sit there and sell your data to the first guy that asked.
Yeah, Facebook is they're pretty bad with the data. I'm not gonna lie, like it's probably the worst, and it makes me uncomfortable because I've had Facebook for years, you know. But I know that they data mine and they sell a lot of data. I mean, their ads is basically like proof of it. If you go through the back end system, it'll tell you how much they've picked up on not just like manual searches, but voice searches. And it's like the voice searches could be people just talking in their car and the phone like picks it up unless you go into.
I probably when I get on Facebook, you're going to pop up on there now.
Yeah, but you just have to go into like the settings on your phone to deactivate it. But it like defaults is all of them are active. So some people don't even really realize it's happening. You have to go into your settings and deactivate it.
I figure all the Indians are stealing all our information anyways. There ain't no point. If it ain't Facebook, they're buying from Google.
Yeah, they need to figure out how to take a shower, but that's neither here nor there. They're going to be hearing this conversation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to get myself in some trouble. All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. I got to update a bunch of notes and make sure that they're ready for your call here, but look out for our client interview call. I got you scheduled between 1 and 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you then, Isaac.
All right.
Bye-bye.